Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams, and Trump just did something so insane that no one can even believe it. He just issued and signed an executive order, February 18th, 2026, that offers federal protection for glyphosate weed killer and categorizes it as a critical resource for national defense. Yeah. And you can read this yourself, because, you know, you might think that can't be true. You must think I'm making it up, and I'm not. So here's the title. You can type this in and search for it. It's on whitehouse.gov, presidential actions. Here's the title: promoting the national defense by ensuring an adequate supply of elemental phosphorus and glyphosate based herbicides. All right, that's the title. Now you might wonder, well, what's phosphorus got to do with it? Well, that's phosphorus is the phos in glyphosate, by the way. And phosphorus can be extremely toxic and deadly and cancer-causing, which is exactly what has happened. And of course, Monsanto is most famous for glyphosate mass poisoning of the food supply and the people. But Monsanto was purchased by Bayer many years ago for, what, $65 or $66 billion. And Bayer is fighting the lawsuits right now, and it's been accepted by the Supreme Court. At least some motion has been accepted by the Supreme Court, and Bayer is trying to push a settlement, a multi-billion dollar settlement, to settle all the lawsuits and grant itself permanent legal immunity for the future, kind of like what the vaccine industry has. Absolute legal immunity. Which means they have a license to kill, right? They would have a license to just produce any poison, spray it on all the crops, and just saturate the food supply with deadly cancer-causing chemicals, watch everybody drop dead, and there's nothing you can do about it. And Trump just put his name on that. So I want to read for you some of this, because it's just shocking, and I'm seeing comments all over social media. MAHA is dead. MAGA is dead. The Trump administration is toast. I mean, I see comments like, what, protecting Satanists and pedophiles and glyphosate? could you have any more evil of a combination of horrible things to get behind? I guess there's nothing. There's no evil that's too evil for Susie Wiles to recommend there at the Trump administration, it seems. Well, I guess we have to call it the Epstein administration at this point, don't we? Hey, what goes along with human trafficking and raping of children and eating them? Glyphosate, mass poisoning of the population through the food supply. See, this is, you know, Operation Warp Speed was Trump's first term method of declaring war on the American people and trying to achieve mass depopulation through vaccine injection bioweapons. But it didn't work as well as they had hoped, probably. It did kill at least 1.5 million Americans, maybe many more, but it didn't kill tens of millions or hundreds of millions. Well, so now Trump is getting behind glyphosate. He thinks this is awesome. So let's see. In section one of the executive order, policy and findings, he says that elemental phosphorus is also a critical precursor element for the production of glyphosate-based herbicides, which play a critical role in maintaining America's agricultural advantage by enabling farmers to efficiently and cost-effectively produce food and livestock feed. What he's saying there is, you know, food saturated with cancer-causing chemicals. Yeah, and that's what goes into the animal feed also. He continues, as the most widely used crop protection tools in United States agriculture, glyphosate-based herbicides are a cornerstone of this nation's agricultural productivity and rural economy. So you got that? So glyphosate herbicide that kills things, that's the whole point of it, it's a killer, is considered a cornerstone of the rural economy. And you can't make money unless you're killing people. You know, apparently. Anyway, Trump continues, allowing United States farmers and ranchers to maintain high yields and low production costs while ensuring that healthy, affordable food options remain within reach for all American families. So, translation, Trump says, if you spray the crops with glyphosate cancer-causing weed killer chemicals, that makes the food healthy. Okay, just in case you're tracking along here, that makes the food healthy. So he goes on, he says, ensuring an adequate supply of elemental phosphorus and glyphosate-based herbicides is thus crucial to the national security and defense. I bet you didn't know that weed killer cancer-causing chemicals would one day be considered national security. Yeah, there you go. He continues, including food supply security, which is essential to protecting the health and safety of Americans. Once again, poisoning you is keeping you healthy. Got it? Poisoning you is healthy. Wow. Nonetheless, he continues, the United States' ability to domestically produce those critical inputs is extremely limited. Indeed, there is only a single domestic producer of elemental phosphorus and glyphosate-based herbicides, and this producer does not meet our annual needs for those inputs. For that reason, more than 6 million kilograms of elemental phosphorus are imported from other countries annually. Future reduction or the cessation of domestic production of elemental phosphorus and glyphosate-based herbicides would gravely threaten American national security by disrupting this nation's defense supply chain, including by having a debilitating impact on domestic agricultural capabilities, he says. Now, you might wonder, well, what's he talking about? Where do we get glyphosate? If we don't make enough in the U.S., not even by a long shot, where do we get it? Do you want to take a guess? Where do we get everything? Rare earths, robots, you know, computers, consumer goods, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, extracts, you know. Where does it all come from? It comes from China. So China produces 77% of the glyphosate that's exported around the entire world. China is by far the largest producer of glyphosate. So this is Trump being concerned that China might shut us off from their glyphosate exports, probably because Trump believes that when Trump attacks Iran, that this is going to result in some, you know, trade retaliation action by China, including potentially cutting off glyphosate. So, you know, if China cut off glyphosate to the United States, they'd be doing us a favor. Our food would be more organic at that point. Imagine. So Trump writes, I accordingly find that consistent with the Department of the Interior's designation, elemental phosphorus is a scarce material that is critical to national defense and security. Blah, 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 our nation's inadequate elemental phosphorus production and the threat of increased domestic scarcity leave us vulnerable to hostile foreign actors. And he says, pose an imminent threat to military readiness. I don't know why he thinks military readiness is related to glyphosate. Is that because he plans to use the military to spray us all with Agent Orange? Maybe? Agent Orange, which has many similarities, or some of the formula does, many similarities to glyphosate, and also was made by the same company, Monsanto, So Trump writes, consistent with these findings, I find that ensuring robust domestic elemental phosphorus mining and United States-based production of glyphosate-based herbicides is central to American economic and national security. So there you go. Weed killer is now national security. Can't make this up. So accordingly, I hereby find, pursuant to Section 101 of the Act, that domestic elemental phosphorus and glyphosate-based herbicides meet the criteria, blah, blah, blah. Goes on. Basically, he says that it's going to require performance of contracts and orders to promote the national defense over performance of any other contracts or orders to allocate materials, services, and facilities to promote the national defense, blah, 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 ensuring a continued and adequate supply of elemental phosphorus and glyphosate-based herbicides. The secretary shall use the authority under Section 101 of the Act in consultation with the Secretary of War, to determine the allocation of the materials to ensure a continued supply of glyphosate-based herbicides. Okay, I'm shortening that a little bit, but that's what it says. So, Trump just said that this is a weapon, and it's critical to national defense to have this weapon controlled by the Secretary of War. What kind of weapon is it? Well, it could be a depopulation weapon. Saturate the food supply. Spray everything. And call it national defense. Unbelievable. But there's more. There's some kind of immunity that's granted here, which I'll get to. First, I want to remind you that I've been the key innovator of glyphosate testing using mass spec instrumentation for over 10 years. And my company, healthrangerstore.com, is the only retailer of food and superfoods, storable foods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, the only retailer in the world that I'm aware of that routinely tests every production lot for glyphosate. And we find glyphosate in lots of things. And we reject those things where we find high glyphosate, obviously. And, you know, we found glyphosate over the years in many different things. We have, in fact, I gave you a lab tour the other day. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to include the first 11 minutes of the lab tour here in this report just to show you our lab again. Because one of the instruments there, which is a Waters triple quad mass spec with a chromatography setup that we use for glyphosate testing. And I spent 18 months with my coworkers, my fellow chemists and analysts, creating the glyphosate testing method for that mass spec instrument. So I've done more work on glyphosate than most people. Not everybody. There are some scientists that specialize in it, but I've worked with glyphosate at a chemical level for detection and quantitation for many, many years. And thus, our products that we sell at healthrangerstore.com are the most glyphosate-free products that you will find anywhere, period. There's nothing else that comes even close to the level of testing that we conduct. So, given the context of what Trump has just announced here, given that glyphosate is about to have total legal immunity, it's going to be sprayed on everything. It's going to saturate the food crops like never before because Trump is turning it into a chemical weapons attack on the American people. A chemical weapons attack. That's why he's involving the Secretary of War. This is a chemical weapon. And, you know, if you think about chemical weapons, there are lots of chemical weapons that are based on phosphorus. Now, in the executive order, Trump says that phosphorus is used in incendiary devices, in smoke and illumination. But you may not know where else it's used in terms of military weapons. But there's a weapon called white phosphorus that is illegal to use. It ignites spontaneously in the air. It burns at a very high temperature, almost impossible to put out. It's burning, and it's used to set cities on fire. It causes severe burns, and it can kill, obviously. There are nerve agents. VX nerve gas is based on organophosphorus compounds. Sarin gas, organophosphorus. Okay, so very similar to glyphosate. Organophosphate pesticides, for example, they were developed, of course, in Germany by the Nazis. Gerhard Schroeder, was one of the German chemists that researched organophosphate insecticides in the 1930s. And that's when he discovered tabun, T-A-B-U-N, which was known then as the first nerve agent, and later on that became sarin and VX nerve gas, etc. So there's a very similar chemistry between pesticides, herbicides, and deadly nerve agents. I mean, you need to know this stuff, that these nerve agents are classified as chemical weapons under the Chemical Weapons Convention. So, you know, these are actual weapons against life. And Trump is saying that they make our food healthy and that it makes America strong and that it protects farmers. Farmers are dying from exposure to glyphosate. I mean, doesn't it make you wonder how much money did Bayer pay somebody in the Epstein administration, huh, to make this happen? I wonder. I mean, I don't know for sure that happened, but it's a guess. And, you know, it's insane, because if you were going to declare war against some other country, you would poison their food supply. I'm not saying I would. I mean, you know, an evil leader would try to poison their food supply and give their people cancer and cause their people to die from exposure to the weed killer. But Trump's doing that to us. He's doing that to America. He's not spraying glyphosate on Iran. He's spraying glyphosate all over our food. We're the ones that are going to pay the price. It'll be in your dog food. It'll be in all your pet food. It'll be in restaurant food. It'll saturate the entire food supply. There will be no restrictions on the use of glyphosate, and there will be ample imports, you know, hundreds of millions of tons, probably, to be sprayed on the food crops with full legal protection from the Trump administration. And that's even mentioned in the executive order. Section 3 is titled Immunity. It says this order confers all immunity provided for in Section 707 of the Act. And it says that domestic producers of glyphosate are required to comply with this order. Now, that's not exactly legal immunity, just to be clear. It's not direct legal immunity, but this executive order will give Bayer the ability to argue with the Supreme Court and in state courts that glyphosate, it can't be outlawed, and they can't be found guilty because Trump has declared it to be a national security resource. Therefore, it seems very likely that Bayer is going to be granted absolute legal immunity in upcoming Supreme Court decisions or perhaps state court decisions. Or from a legal perspective, Bayer's attorneys could argue that federal authority over glyphosate would preempt any kind of state level tort claims or, you know, civil cases. I mean, that's clearly going to happen. So the immunity is coming. So Bayer is going to have legal immunity, just like the vaccine industry. And remember, that gave the vaccine industry a green light to mass poison and murder over 1 million Americans. So the takeaway from this is that this underscores the extreme importance from this day forward of making sure that you only consume foods that are tested for glyphosate or that are certified organic. But even then, there's been glyphosate found in organics too, you know, because of winds or something, or maybe fraud, who knows. But that's why we test everything. Even though almost everything we sell is already certified organic, we don't trust the USDA. We don't trust the organic certification. We don't trust really the farmers or the producers. We don't trust. I mean, we trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. That's what we do. We verify with our own lab to make sure that we're not selling you something that's super saturated with glyphosate. So if you want ultra clean food at this point, my goodness, because I mean, this executive order just came out. This is going to give farmers basically a green light to just spray everything. Massive spray. You know, they use it as a desiccant. in the fields. That's why they spray wheat. Yeah, you might think, well, why do they spray wheat? There's not Roundup Ready wheat, right? Even though there's Roundup Ready corn. Why do they spray wheat? They spray it as a desiccant. So when you're out there buying bread, a loaf of bread, it's often saturated with glyphosate. The state of Florida just released numbers on that. Some of the breads have 191 parts per billion of glyphosate. And we are buying breads right now. We're going to test them ourselves. I'll bring you those results. So I'm going to be bringing you regular reports from our laboratory, by the way, because we're going to be testing not just off-the-shelf breads, but other products as well. I'm not going to say in advance what they are, but you'll find out. Now, you may know, because I've commented about glyphosate for, 15, 20 years. I am not concerned about very, very low exposure, like, you know, one part per billion or something. I'm not concerned about that. And that's not what this is. Trump is giving these farmers the green light to super saturate the food crops with glyphosate. So we're going to see, I believe, this is my guess, but, you know, we'll let our lab instruments tell us for sure. I think we're going to start to see many, many foods grown in America, which includes corn and wheat and, you know, lots of things, lots of fruits and vegetables and avocados and what have you. I think we're going to start seeing 100 plus parts per billion within the next growing season. I wouldn't be surprised if we see 500 parts per billion for some certain products, like certain wheat crops. This is what's going to happen. Trump is ramping up the mass poisoning of the food supply. And for people who are already vaccine injured because they trusted Trump the first time and they took the jabs, their health is already compromised. That could potentially make them more susceptible to glyphosate poisoning, which we know causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and other types of cancers and many other problems and other kinds of disorders, etc. In fact, you know, I'm going to do an article series on the harm of glyphosate. So Trump just turned America's food supply into a poisoned well, essentially. And he's going to be granting, through this action, he's effectively granting Bayer a license to kill with a deadly product that has so many lawsuits that, I mean, they had to beg the courts to consolidate the lawsuits into a potential multi-billion dollar settlement, which is still pending, I believe. I don't think it has been settled yet. That's how toxic this is. That's why I don't use glyphosate anywhere. The only glyphosate I ever bought was to use in the lab for testing. You know, just to see. Also, I ran a water filter test. Remember a few years ago, I published those results to show you which water filters remove glyphosate. And some of them do, and the cheap ones don't for the most part, or they don't remove much. Glyphosate is a very small molecule, very small, and it permeates everything. It goes right through the cells of your body, goes right through your intestines. From the food, it goes right into your blood, and from the blood, it goes right into your brain, by the way. It's known, not only because of its polarity, but also just because its small size. It's known to be able to penetrate through cell walls and, you know, blood-brain barrier, etc. Glyphosate goes everywhere in your body. Just within minutes after eating it, it starts circulating everywhere. And, you know, the final insult in this is when Trump says, oh, we have to do this to help farmers economically, you know, to keep them profitable. You want to help farmers? Stop taxing them. In fact, you want to help America? End the IRS and stop printing currency. That's what's making everybody poor, not a lack of glyphosate. For God's sake, it's all the taxation and money printing, which is theft from the people. That's what's making people poor. And didn't Trump just allow a massive importing of beef from Brazil, I think? Massive imports. So that's, I mean, that reduces the profitability of U.S. cattle ranchers, doesn't it? So on one hand, Trump is harming cattle ranchers. Then on the other hand, he's like, no, but we got to help farmers. Let's let them have more poison. You know, it's just completely insane. So anyway, Maha's dead. It's over. It's become a horror show. Trump is like the Joker in a Batman movie now. He's a villain with a chemical weapon that wants you to eat it. He's defending the big, powerful corporations, as usual, the ones that are mass poisoning everybody. The vaccine companies, the pesticide companies, the big banks, the big tech, the big weapons companies, all of this. Basically, Trump's presidency has collapsed into an outright traitorous train wreck against the very people who put him into power. I mean, Trump's still pushing vaccines, still now pushing glyphosate, still pushing big tech. It's insane. And war at the same time. So this is a catastrophic move by Trump that is only going to ensure that Democrats take a massive, massive majority in the House in the midterms, and possibly now even a majority in the Senate. And maybe that's why Trump is rushing right now to get everything, like, let's poison the country as quickly as possible before the Democrats get in power and stop me. You know, that's what it seems like. It's just every insane thing that they can think of in the White House. That's like, how do we kill Americans? Oh, let's build a massive network of internment camps that have special incineration devices. Yeah, that's a great idea. So they've got like $50 billion going to that. Oh, let's mass poison the people with glyphosate. Okay, let's start a new war in the Middle East. What else? You know, let's print trillions. It's insane. It makes you wonder, what's RFK Jr. going to do about this? Even though HHS doesn't sit over USDA, I don't think. But this has got to be highly disturbing to RFK Jr. because he's opposed to glyphosate also. We know this about him. He must be just wringing his hands right now. What the heck? What kind of administration did I sign up for? Yeah, well, we're all wondering that, actually. This is one of the times where I will remind you I did not vote for Trump this last time around. I did vote for him previously, but not this time. I something like my spidey sense was going, flashing, like something's wrong. So I didn't vote for him. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the first 11 or 12 minutes of my lab tour video here to show you that we test for glyphosate. And we're serious about it. You're going to see. We have a massive multi-million dollar laboratory facility that is ISO accredited, state-of-the-art. We routinely test. We do more testing for glyphosate and heavy metals and aflatoxins and mycotoxins and listeria and E. coli, et cetera, et cetera, more than any other food manufacturer or retailer in the world that I'm aware of. No one's ever challenged this. No one's ever told me, no, you're wrong. Here's this other company that tests more than you do. Never heard that. Because it would be, it's almost impossible that you would hear that from any company. I mean, nobody's got a lab like we have in this industry. I mean, like governments have labs like this. Some university labs are larger. But for food and supplements, nobody's got a lab like this. So I want to show you that video and then remind you that our food is clean. HealthRangerStore.com. When you want clean food that's been tested for all these things, that is scrutinized in ways that nobody else does it, shop with us at HealthRangerStore.com. Trump is trying to poison you. I'm trying to keep you clean in your food supply. I'm trying to keep you healthy. I'm trying to help you avoid the mass poisoning. But you understand where this is going, right? Glyphosate is going to be used to poison the poor people who can't afford organic. So check out this lab video. This is part of the tour. And thank you for your support and speak out against this. This is insane. Totally insane. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care. All right, welcome to the Health Ranger Lab. This is where we test all of the food and supplements and other products that we sell at healthrangerstore.com. And we recently moved to this new laboratory facility where we have multiple mass spec instruments. And I want to walk you through this lab and show you what it is we do here and show you some of the equipment that it takes to ensure that you're getting clean food and clean supplements. So let's start this way. We'll look at the ICP-MS instruments over here. We've got a couple These are inductively coupled plasma mass spec, and they use food samples or other samples. You could do hair and soils that are prepared in nitric acid. And then it's injected through a plasma torch into the sample cone and then the quadrupole, etc., to the detector over here for M over Z detection. What is M over Z? Mass over charge. And that determines the atomic mass of what you're looking at. And that's how we can get readouts and reports like this. We can see exactly the parts per billion of all these different elements. Like here's silver, cadmium, etc., mercury, different isotopes of mercury in there. But this is how it works. And right here, the plasma torch is in there. This is a sample introduction system. This is the auto sampler robot. And down on the floor is the rough pump that actually pulls the vacuum. And that rough pump is loud. And that's some of what you're hearing right now because other rough pumps are running in the lab. It's always difficult to film in a real active working lab just because of all the background noise. We also have ventilation systems here. You can see there's a lot of outgassing of ventilation that's necessary for all these machines. And by the way, the yellow foam on the walls, that's spray foam insulation so that we can temperature control this environment. Here's our original mass spec instrument. This is the one I actually learned on right here over 10 years ago. And it's got a little bit of an older sample introduction plumbing system. We put a Niagara on it. It's got a little bit of an older robot, but I just want to show you something. You see the rust right there, all the oxidation of that grill on that fan? That's just from nitric acid fumes. So the nitric acid in here, it burns holes in all kinds of things, including circuit boards and clothing. That's why people wear lab coats. I would be, except I'm not handling nitric acid today. Thank goodness. Also, you know, you can kind of see the control system here. These use basically the same software. They can look at almost every element. We have a multi-element standard, external standards with, I think, 32 elements is what we're looking at right now, including all the ones that you care about, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, as well as many nutritive elements such as zinc or even selenium or trace copper, for example. We can see all of that in every sample. All right, this is a nitrogen separation system here. So outside this wall, we have air compressors, and they pump in through these membranes here, which separate the nitrogen out of the rest of the atmosphere. So nitrogen is really about 79% of the composition of atmospheric air. The other roughly 20%, well, a little bit less, is oxygen. And there's a little bit of argon and some other gases and so on. But for example, if I turn this on here, this valve, that's pressurized because that's feeding nitrogen through these lines to all these other instruments. Nitrogen is an inert carrier. It's a carrier gas that's used in a lot of these mass spec instruments. Here's a stack of some single quad equipment that we have right here. We can use this for monitoring pesticides or herbicides or chemical markers in any kind of botanical products such as turmeric. We can look at the curcumin, or you know, we can look at the purity of vitamin C, or we can look at caffeine or anything like that. So this is a single quad stack with the binary pump and the auto sampler and the single quad itself right there. This is a really interesting combination that we're using now for glyphosate testing. What's cool about this is that this combines ion chromatography. This is a Metrome instrument right here. It combines ion chromatography with single quad mass spec using this Agilent LC-MS. This is the IQ system. So what's really great about this is you can get very, very low detection limits, like about one part per billion of glyphosate using this system, because the ion chromatography separates the entire matrix out of the signal of your analyte. And as a result, then your waste products are really clean and simple, and you get very high signal to noise ratio on this. So we actually developed this method recently. Show you on the screen. This is our calibration curve. That's a really strong calibration curve there on different concentrations of glyphosate. And these are some of the overlays of the peaks showing you the signal to noise ratio. So we're gonna look at some other instruments here. This is just a sample extraction system from CEM. It uses heat and pressure. plus solvents and some filter paper to extract the analytes from food samples. This is pretty cool. So this FMS system right here, this is used for extraction for dioxin testing. So we're about to roll out really a large-scale dioxin testing on not just our own food samples, but also off-the-shelf foods, especially animal products. We're talking about eggs, milk, cheese, and meat, because that's where dioxins tend to concentrate, is in, you know, the fats of animals. So this FMS system here, combined with these columns, this is an extraction system that uses basically just vacuums with special chemistry of the columns to trap the lipids and allow the dioxins to come through the sample in mostly water or other solvents. And then there's usually an instrument right here, but it's being repaired at the moment. It's called a SuperVap. It's a laboratory evaporator. So we take the samples that come out of this system, we put them in the SuperVap, and then that dehydrates them down, and we can sort of rehydrate back to a specific volume, such as 10 microliters or 100 microliters or whatever we want. And by using this system, there's actually two SuperVaps that go here, we can get another 4 to 5 orders of magnitude of sensitivity out of our dioxin testing on our instrument that I'm going to show you, which is our GC instrument, using this sample prep method. So it gives us extreme sensitivity, like parts per trillion sensitivity. Let me show you the instrument that actually does that. That's this right here. So this is an Agilent GC instrument, or gas chromatography. Now, GC, I mean, it's extremely useful for lots of things, especially certain pesticides and so on. Here's the autosampler for the GC, and then here's the oven in here with the long column. I think that column is like 60 meters in length, and it's all wound up. I don't want to open it. And here you can see some of the peaks from the different samples that we've run. I think these are calibration samples, actually, or calibration standards. And then, we're actively working on this method right now. We're replacing a couple of the parts in this instrument to get the peak shapes to look a little bit better. There's some shouldering that's happening right now, but we're getting a really strong signal to noise ratio here of more than 25 to 1, even at 10 parts per trillion of dioxins. So that means we'll be able to have extremely great detection at very low concentrations. And soon we'll be bringing you lots of news about dioxin testing, and we'll be able to certify that our own products are dioxin-free. And let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, so this triple quad mass spec here is from a different company. This is from Waters, and this is a beast. So this instrument, I actually worked on this method for a year and a half to develop this glyphosate quantitation method using a really unique chemistry here. So we don't rely on what's called the post-column derivatization. We don't need to do that. Instead, we use a really unique column, which I'll just show. There it is. This is a very special column, very unusual. It's not a C18 or anything like that. And we have a very unusual chemistry. This column is completely nuked by any alcohols, including methanol. So the mobile phase and all the chemistry of this instrument has no alcohols in it at all, which is very unusual for any kind of liquid chromatography. The autosampler is right here. Currently doesn't have any samples. We're not in the middle of a run at the moment. And the reason this is so large is because this is a triple quad mass spec. So it has to draw an extreme vacuum. So it's got a rough pump and it's got a really massive turbine pump inside to dump every last molecule of air that might find its way into the system. And that happens also when you're introducing your sample into the system. It's sucking in air to push an ion stream through the quadrupoles. And that's why it has to pull a strong vacuum. On the screen here, we were just pulling this up. There's a typical peak that you see. There's a calibration curve right there. And these are standards right now. This is not actually a food sample. But when it's live running, you'll see the actual food samples here. Now, let me show you what's behind all of this, a little bit of behind the scenes, because this is kind of cool. This right here is just a UPS. This UPS is necessary to power this machine during any kind of, power glitch. And, these UPSs are thousands of dollars each. Here's the rough pump for this machine. This rough pump is it's incredibly powerful, uses a lot of electricity, pulls a vacuum through this tube right here. And that's why it has to have its own metal reinforcement spiral inside to prevent the tube from collapsing. So this is on the back of the GC, which is our dioxin testing instrument. So this is ultra high purity nitrogen in this tank. And then this is helium. That's a lot of helium. And this gets really, really hot. So we have to vent it through this temperature reducing metal output. And I don't know if you notice here, but there's, every instrument has output. And so we have to build pretty elaborate venting systems also to vent heat out of some of the instruments that get especially hot. Like this GC gets hot and the ICPs get hot, although the LCs, they run pretty cool.
Beet juice is a refreshing beverage that can help you stay energized. You can easily incorporate beet juice into your daily routine with Groovy Bee Organic Freeze-Dried Beet Juice Powder. Only at healthrangerstore.com.